this meditation, you're going to learn a new way of interacting with situations that in the past have caused you to hesitate or be in fear. You also can learn the truth of how fear actually works and how you can have a surmounting power over the fear controlling you. And through this meditation, I believe you're going to be able to feel a connection with the life force that breathes you and gives you a new confidence to face whatever fear you might have and continue to move in living a life you truly do love living while you're living it. So join me now and let's take a deep breath. Go ahead and get very comfortable in whatever position you're sitting in. And let's take a deep breath. One more. And give gratitude for the time you're devoting to deepening your understanding of authentic confidence, a growing confidence, a confidence that can be felt in your own skin, a confidence that walks with you through your daily life, a confidence that grows as you become more and more aware of just, in fact, who you truly are. So we take another deep breath here and begin together. Every human being experiences fear. It's been said by T. Harv Eker, successful people have fear, successful people have doubts. Successful people have worries. They just don't let those fears, worries, and doubts stop them. So we take a deep breath right now. And we recognize that fear is actually the border of the reality that we've known. And as long as we just stay inside our comfort zone and do what we've always done and the way that we've always done it, we have relatively little fear. But if we're growing, if we're leaning into a greater version of ourselves and life, that edge between what we've known and who we can become, the border guard of that we call fear. We call it doubt. We call it worry. Now, every time we want to go into new territory to explore a possible dream, a greater goal, a difference we might make that we haven't made before, that border guard wakes up and begins to try to talk us out of it, tries to convince us we don't have what it takes, reminds us of all the times where we said we would do something and then faltered or gave up or pulled away from that goal. So for a moment, give yourself the full right to your full humanity. Every human experiences fear. Every human experiences doubt. Every human experiences worry. The difference in those who have a growing, expanding confidence is that that person, who can now be you, has learned the difference between having fear and fear having them. When we have fear, we notice that there's a part of us that wonders if we can. We notice there's a part of us that isn't sure we can. But we also stay in touch with the part of us that's breathing us, the source of a power that is beyond who we've been, what we've achieved, that actually is sourced in pure potential, is sourced in that spiritual DNA that rises up in us and gives us life, awakens us in the morning, and gives us a brand new day, a never-lived-before day. The day that you're in right now has never been lived before and will never be lived again, not in eternity. It is a once-in-a-lifetime, unique, precious, sacred, irreplaceable gift of life. It's not just another day. It's the one day you've been given, the one day I've been given. So for a moment, give thanks to your choices that you're devoting some of this one day to developing a closer connection to your source, a closer connection to your power to surmount fear and win over the fear, not in the absence of fear, in the presence of fear. When we want to achieve more than we've achieved, become something we've never become, attain a goal that's beyond what we've known, the part of us that wakens up, the voice of the status quo, the paradigm of who we've been, the self-image that we've known ourselves to be, that voice begins to try to talk us out of this new goal. It may use the sound of practicality. It may use the sound of even logic or common sense. Why mess your life up? Why open your heart again? You've been hurt already. You know, why take this risk? Play it safe. And it can sound very compelling if we're not careful. Because the voice of fear is always the voice of contraction in life. It's always the voice of living a smaller version of ourselves. Until we find ourselves living a somewhat monotonous, serving triviality and not the real growth in our life, where real aliveness lives, where the real adventure of discovering who we are and who we can be. And fear often speaks to us through, we set a goal and it'll speak to us through distraction. Don't do that goal today. Don't do it right now. Go get the laundry done. Go get your email done. You'll be more creative if you just get your laundry done or email done. Fear can actually distract us until we lose our way. We forgot what it is that really mattered to us. And we may go around that track of distraction for a month or 6 months or a year. But not you and not now, because here you are. What is it that really matters to you? What is it that, if you look back a year from now, and you're so grateful that you said yes to what it is you would love, and no to the fear that would stop you, and you said no to the ideas of distraction, and you said no to the ideas of dissuasion when the thoughts, you don't really want that, it's going to be too hard, you don't really want that, what if you lose, you don't really want that, what if you don't have what it takes? And the voice of fear seeks to dissuade us from thinking we actually did want that. Regardless of what fear is saying to you, and regardless of how compelling it might seem, what is it you would really love? What is it you would really love? Let that be your goal. Let that be your target. Let that be your dream. And know that as you set an intention and a goal and a dream, it is spiritual law, it's the law of physics, that fear, this idea of you not fully being that yet, must wake up inside you and talk to you. It isn't the voice of truth, it's the voice of fear, trying to dissuade you, trying to distract you. And as you keep moving forward, occasionally there'll be this other thing that'll rise up into you, this feeling of It just moves right past our logic and right into our emotions, like, oh my God, what am I doing? What was I thinking? Know this, you're growing. And remind yourself that there is a kind of confidence that you can have that isn't based in your history. It's not based in how your body looks. It's not based in your accomplishments. It's based in your birthright. It's based in you didn't create yourself. It's based in a confidence and a power that's breathing you, that's giving you this life. So yes, fear is the border of the reality you've known. But fear is actually a companion for those who grow. And so you can make friends with that voice of fear, knowing that it's simply evidence that you're growing. And that you can take a step today, just even one step. Baby steps will take you all the way up Mount Everest if you just keep taking them. Anyone who has been very successful has learned how to allow themselves to have fear, but not allow the fear to have them. So take a deep breath now. And know this, that you can feel the fear and you can do it anyway. the fear that talks to you about, oh my gosh, what if this happens? And you can say right back to that fear, that isn't happening right now. And even if it does, there's a power in me that has been helping me with every breath I've taken, and there's a power in me. And we'll manage that if that happens. But since it's not happening right now, and since it's not what I want to happen, I refuse to give you energy. I refuse to put my soul force on an idea, a thought, that would lead to contraction, that would lead to mediocrity, that would lead to less than who I really choose to want to be in this one precious life. And there's a power breathing you that's greater than any situation, any circumstance, any condition. And there's an opportunity in every circumstance. And we choose to gain that opportunity through choosing to grow. We grow our confidence as we feed our faith and we starve our fear. And we can remind ourselves of a Cherokee chief who's speaking with one of his young braves and sharing that there are two wolves inside each one of us. One who embodies the emotions of fear, the other who embodies the emotion and the generosity of love and faith. One wolf that says you can't, you can't, you can't. One wolf who says you can, you can, you can. And the young brave, looking up with furtive eyes into the eyes of the chief, he says, which wolf wins the battle? And the chief answers, the one you feed. So we systematically take our attention off our fear, and there begins to be a growing confidence. I can have fear and take a step anyway. I can make an appointment with my fear for 3 days from now and say, I'll talk to that doubt and worry Friday at 3. And when doubt and worry tries to come have dinner with me or crawl into bed with me, or wake me up in the night, I say, you don't belong here. You're no longer invited into my bed at night. You're no longer invited to my dinner table. I'll meet you at a specific time and talk about you. And when you do meet with your fear, write down the fear thoughts. Just write them down and look at them and ask yourself, is that actually happening right now? The answer will be no, because the definition of fear is it's in the future. And the definition of doubt is usually we draw it from the past. And the definition of worry is it's a misuse of our imagination, imagining something we don't want, but bringing it into our bodies as if it's happening now. So now that you know that fear, doubt, and worry is part of what every human experiences, and every human, every spiritual being having a human experience, every human who surmounts their fear once or twice or over and over again, does it not in the absence of fear, but in the presence of fear. They befriend that part of themselves and recognize this is what it's like as I've grown. Every time I've gone past a border of who I've known myself to be, there was fear, seeking to dissuade me, distract me, or send such fear through me that I would simply give up, but not this time and not again. I've actually been able to do this many times. And this goal, this dream, this target that I have matters to me. And it matters to me in the interest of my own growth. Not only for the achieving of the goal or the dream or the target, but achieving something even more important, achieving a growing confidence that I have a power with me and in me that's greater than all fear. And I discover that by leaning into that in the presence of any fear. You have a confidence that's in your DNA. You have a power that's with you every single moment. This is your moment and this is your day. Go forth into this day. And if you have fear, don't let the fear have you.